You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler.
That's right, everyone. It is Beer Talk Today. John and Matt are here. Kyle is still absent on his whirlwind journey across these United States. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Are you on? You on the mic?
I don't know.
What's up?
Yo,
you're on four. You can see the light. Dude, why don't you come on to two? I think four is whack.
Yo.
Try this.
Hello.
All right, we got John.
Wow.
That was weird.
This is a new studio, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Let me get situated over
right.
This mic.
I'm gonna send a error request to our tech guy. That's messed up. Anyway, it's Beer Talk Today. And
we just messed up.
We just messed up, but it's cool now. We're going to keep it relatively short and sweet today. We got lots of interesting things to talk about. But first off, a little business, a little housekeeping. we put up a poll on the blog. Of course, you guys all know beertalktoday.blogspot.com is the online home of Beer Talk Today, where you can listen to all our old shows and talk to us.
And vote on polls.
And the last poll, a while back, we talked about Great Taste in the Midwest. Tickets went on sale, and they are sold out. They went on sale, was it a month ago?
They went on sale, and they sold out.
Yeah, they sold out.
The same day.
Same day, very quickly. That always happens. The Great Taste in the Midwest, for the few of you who might not know what that is, it's a big beer festival here in Madison every year. It's a great time. We always go. And by always, I mean, like, you know, the 1 year we've been on the air that, mm-hmm. that it has existed. We went. And we're going to go again. And last year we got to interview Larry Bell from Bell's Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good opportunity, friend of the show. It's a good opportunity to interview people from out of town who we normally don't have access to. And so we put up a poll, what out-of-town brewery should Beer Talk Today interview at Great Taste 09?
And we got shafted.
We did. We put up, we got 10 votes, which is pretty good.
But the problem here for me, so the winner...
Winner was Surly with 5 votes. Pretty overwhelming.
And I say we got shafted because this is what out-of-town brewery should Beer Talk Today interview.
Yeah.
And we all grew up in Minnesota.
We did all grow up in Minnesota, so it's not really out-of-town. But we haven't gotten them on the show.
No. So it could be a great interview.
But, I'm sure it'd be a great interview, yeah. But
it's kind of funny.
We were all kind of pulling for New Holland, who we'll probably interview anyway because, you know, we're in charge. But
yeah.
They got 3 votes, but it's kind of cheating because I voted.
I didn't vote.
John didn't vote, so...
I don't cheat.
So I voted.
I could still vote for New Holland? Or no, it's closed. Shoot.
Well.
Can we reopen
that? Would
it?
Still only go to 4, and then we'd still lose. Sure, but I mean, not lose. I mean, we just... New Holland wouldn't win. But New Holland got 3 votes, but I voted, so it doesn't really count. So it's like 2. And 2 Brothers got 1. Great Lakes got 0. Goose Island got 1. And nobody put other, because that would require them to comment... And people are scared to comment on our blog.
I don't think people know how to type.
I think you're right. I think everybody just has a mouse, and so they just click, but
yeah.
They can't express themselves with words. but we'll probably try and get a couple interviews if we can, because I really do want to talk to New Holland. They're doing lots of interesting things. They got a distillery.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want to talk to Surly. I think that could be a really fun interview.
I think it will be a really great interview there. I mean, they got a lot of buzz there, obviously. As far as out of town is concerned, we can't get their beer here.
Right.
So that, you know, I think that's another reason. I mean,
you can get it in Wisconsin, but not this far yet.
Not this far yet.
Which is weird, because you can get it, like, Western.
Yeah.
And then Chicago.
Which a lot of people do. I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems weird. But yeah, you can get it in, like, Hudson and, like, Eau Claire, I think, is it.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin and in the Twin Cities area. But they're a really cool brewery. I mean, at first I was kind of lukewarm on them. The first beer I had, I think it's the same as you, is their mm-hmm. Furious. Which is sort of a very aggressive IPA.
Yeah, overly hopped, you know, West Coast style IPA. And the problem for me was I had one, but one is a 16-ounce can. Like,
yeah.
So it's not just like a 12-ounce bottle.
It's kind of
a lot.
Then
you open the second one and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, very quickly.
Yeah, gets overwhelming. It's not a sessionable IPA, I don't think. But it's pretty good. And the one that really sold me on this brewery was the Cynic, their Saison they made.
Yeah, awesome. So balanced.
Really good. And it's probably a little on the hoppy side for the style, but it balances really well. And it's just a really interesting take on it. Sort of still recognizable as a Saison, but pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I really liked that. We got to try, at last year's Great Taste, we got to try the little sample of the Darkness.
The Darkness, yeah.
Which is their big, it's like, number four on Beer Advocate or something.
That was the bourbon aged darkness or something. Oak aged darkness.
Yeah, I think we did get an oak aged darkness. Yeah, that was pretty darn tasty.
That was wild.
Yeah, it's a big heavy beer. So yeah, it'd be cool to talk to those guys.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Definitely.
But I think New Holland, I'm still.
Yeah, I think we should talk to both of them.
Dragon's Milk.
I think the people have spoken and we have to oblige the people, but yeah, I definitely want to talk to New Holland. Yeah, Dragon's Milk, that wheat wine, they're doing a distillery up there, which is really cool. It's kind of a new emerging thing. You just talked about, you had that Rogue
Gin.
Yeah, which is another microbrewery.
Beautiful thing.
Gone micro distillery.
Uh-huh.
So, very cool.
We should do a show on that.
On micro distilling? We should.
Like beer
versus
beer talk about distilling.
Micro distilleries. Too bad there's nobody. I wonder if there's laws that are more difficult in Wisconsin or something. I wonder why nobody has really embraced that here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I can't think of. I know there's the door.
Because there's like Death's Door.
Death's Door, yeah.
Yahara Bay. So there's
some. And there's
distilleries.
There was one in Milwaukee, too, that was a micro distillery that I remember reading about. I forget what they're called. But they're around, but I can't think of any breweries that have attempted to embrace that.
There's one. It's like Rhinehorst or something. I don't know. Some gin.
I'm not sure.
I think they're from Milwaukee. I'm not positive.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
Death's Door. So obviously it's allowed. I haven't had. Have you had Death's Door?
No, I've had the vodka.
Okay.
And, I mean,
it's vodka.
It's vodka. Like, it's great vodka.
It's really smooth and watery tasting.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm not really a vodka connoisseur at all.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
It's difficult.
Whiskey. I bet whiskey will come out eventually. That takes years to get good whiskey, though. Yeah. So
Rogue has a whiskey that's supposed to be phenomenal.
Really? I'd like to try that.
Yeah, I don't know if Death's Door is doing anything. I mean, they have a gin, they have a vodka.
Yeah. I think Dogfish Head was doing some whiskeys too, but they're probably going to be a few years out.
Okay.
Yeah. And we obviously can't get that. I haven't seen it.
We'd have to go there.
Yeah. Which was probably where Kyle is right now. Who knows? He's probably, that's why he couldn't talk to us. He's probably talking to Sam Calagione.
Probably.
Getting a private tour of the facility because he does that.
Weird.
Weirdo. But anyway, that was our housekeeping. So we'll try, I'll contact the guys from Surly. Hopefully they'll oblige us. I'm sure they seem like nice guys. And we'll hopefully talk to them, and hopefully New Holland too. Who knows? We'll probably speak to these other great breweries briefly at the Great Taste, because there's all sorts of
good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff there.
Good brewing.
Yes. Great Taste is always a good time. We had a good show last year. I'm sure it'll be great this year as well. But without further ado, we can move on to news in 60 seconds.
Cool.
Cool.
Ready to throw down. I got four good ones today.
Four good ones? All right. Well, I will count you in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. According to thirstypilgrim.com, due to a busted thermostat, excessive heat ruined about 100,000 bottles of Lambic and Goose in storage last weekend at Drefontainen. According to the brewer blender Armin de Balder, that represented about 1/3 of his annual revenue. Next, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the Great Dane in Wausau opened on Friday, May 22nd, after a $1 million renovation. The renovation is, quote, intended to make local residents forget about the former restaurant and provide travelers from the Dane County a familiar pit stop on their way to the North Woods.
Nice.
Next, according to brewpublic.com, in an interview with Dan Carey of New Glarus, out this summer will be a lambic started with two types of Brettanomyces, an ale yeast, and a couple of different bacteria. This lambic will be available at the brewery in their R&D series. And lastly, Mark Ducal from Grumpy Troll recently received a gold medal for his Flanders Ned from the Beverage Tasting Institute of Chicago. So congrats to Mark, friend of the show.
All right. Friend of the show, Mark Ducal, gold medal. And that's Beverage Tasting Institute probably isn't as high up on the echelon of beer medals as the World Beer Cup or the Great American Beer Festival.
But whatever, man, he is killing it.
Yeah.
He killed those, dude. I mean, like, he's doing well.
Yeah. And it's cool for, the Flanders Ned is one that is it's a style. He brews it kind of a non-traditional way. It's not, you know, aged in oak for a year or 2 years. It's a sour mash process. It's a little different, kind of backwards from a lot of the traditional ones. So it's cool that, you know, in like a blind tasting where the people judging it aren't judging it based on how it's made, but just how it tastes, that they rated it that highly. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And that comes on the heels of the gold medal in the World Beer Cup last year for the
Baltic Porter.
Baltic Porter, which we also enjoyed.
Yeah.
I think, would we give it a gold medal too?
I think so. We did. I think we said Grumpy Troll is the only brewery that's gone like 100% positive on our show.
I think you're right. Yeah, they do good stuff.
Yeah. So,
Drayfontainen.
How about it?
Ode Goose.
100,000 bottles.
Is it the Ode Goose that went bad?
What?
Is it the Goose?
Lambic and Goose.
Lambic and Goose. I'm looking here at Beer Advocate. The Goose has an A with 182 reviews. People sure like it. That sucks.
Yeah. It sounded like, I mean, the article went on to talk about, they talked to the brewer blender, Armand, and he said there's kind of a silver lining to this. He has been studying distilling, because we were just talking about distilling.
Okay.
And so the bottles were ruined, but he does plan on possibly using the ruined bottles to distill and make a liqueur out of them.
And he thinks that they can still do that?
Yeah.
But what was ruined? What was?
It was excessive heat, so it's not like the bottles broke or anything. It was just the beer got fried.
So
I don't know what he can do with that, but
he thinks he can distill it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Huh.
But a third of your annual revenue.
That stinks.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm looking again. I'm on Beer Advocate here, looking up the Drayfontainen. Ode Goose is the third highest rated goose on the site. Very well regarded beer. I know I've heard of it. I don't think we've had any Drayfontainen beer.
I have.
What have you had?
I had that 3-year blended lambic.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. No, it wasn't that. Might have been that.
You've had something.
Yeah.
Well, the Goose is a blend of like a 3-year and a 1-year usually, so maybe that's what you had.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You've had the Goose.
It was bitter. I don't know. Like, it was a lambic, you know, it was intense.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
But I brought it to an event and there weren't many people that liked it.
Yeah, it was too intense for a lot of people. That makes sense.
But yeah, it was a really interesting beer. So.
Huh, that's too bad. 100,000, that's so much beer.
I know.
And it's expensive.
I
want to
walk
beer
into that room.
Yikes.
100,000 bottles.
So, well, anyway, moving along. Speaking of lambic,
R&D
series, New Glarus, as we talked about on our show. I think we might have broken.
We might have.
The word about the New Glarus R&D series. That was a couple interviews that they've talked about it, but I think we might have.
We're pretty progressive.
I think so. I think we might have introduced that to the world. So there's the regular New Glarus stuff and their seasonals, and they've got the unplugged. So the little 4-packs with the special red foil. Mm-hmm. And this R&D is like another step smaller.
Uh-huh. So it'll only be sold out of the brewery.
Only be sold out of the brewery. I think it's at 200 barrels.
Yep, 200 barrels.
Which I'm pretty sure they spill 200 barrels of Spotted Cow in about a week.
Uh-huh.
So it's really not very much. Uh-huh. I made up that statistic, but
it's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot for a brewery that size.
So, and I would imagine with the traffic that will be out there this year because of the new brewery opening up.
Probably go fast.
We'll go fast, yeah.
And that's really cool for them. In that the interview we got it from was from brewpublic.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it covered a lot of the same stuff our interview did. And then, of course, he got into some of this new information. And it was kind of confusing because he said it's a true spontaneously fermented lambic. And he said something about it's got an ale yeast, a couple strains of Brettanomyces, and a couple strains of bacteria, which kind of makes it sound
like... It started with those. And then...
So did he pitch it, or was it... Because spontaneously fermented to me means like they put it on the cool ship.
Right.
And they let the funky stuff get in there. So I wonder if he means like he put it in the wood and let it do what it wanted or what.
And then use it. Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. It could have been. I mean, they got quite a nice lab there. It could have been that they analyzed it after it was like spontaneously fermented and found that in there. But I don't know. You wouldn't think an ale yeast would like.
It'd just show up.
Just like show spontaneously in beer. But maybe he just means that they put it in the wood and let it do its thing. And it's also sort of implied. He said something about the 3,000-gallon oak tanks. Which I think of this, it sounded like it was the same ones they used for the fruit beer.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of interesting. So I don't know if he's introducing new stuff to those tanks.
Yeah, you kind of wonder.
Yeah, could be. Oh. Who knows? He knows what he's doing. I trust him.
He doesn't seem to let us down.
No, he doesn't let. He wouldn't let that random stuff happen. I'm sure he's got it under control. Uh-huh. But very cool. I mean, yeah. Anybody making a lambic in the States, mad props, and I'm sure it'll be really interesting.
It'll be exciting. It'll be interesting no matter what.
Yeah, and hopefully we've been in contact with someone who knows a little bit about Belgian beers, Randy Thiel, who's the head of their lab down there, head of quality control. Used to be the brewmaster at Omegang, and hopefully sounds like he's going to come on the show within the next couple weeks here, which would be exciting.
It sounds like he might have an Omegang month.
Might have an Omegang month. We might be talking to Omegang as well.
We'll see kind of how that goes.
We will see what happens. But then the last story.
The last one, the Great Dane in Wausau.
The Great Dane is in Wausau. The empire is expanding.
Crazy.
I know John and I have different opinions on the expansion of the Great Dane.
You're just mad because I came up with an awesome article headline.
What's that?
The Great Dane has hit rock bottom.
Okay.
As in the rock bottom.
As in the brewery. Rock bottom, a chain of like 40 brew pubs around the country, which I still don't think, you know, John is saying that there's no difference between the two now because the Great Dane has become this huge empire.
They're
of
progressing.
Four breweries in Wisconsin.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. They got laws changed. They're progressing.
They did get a law changed. They did. And they're using it to the, you know,
and I mean,
maximum potential.
This quote like really stood out to say, quote, intended to make local residents forget about the former restaurant and provide travelers from Dane County a familiar pit stop on the way to the Northwest.
Well, I think the former restaurant, they mean the brew pub that was
the
there.
The brew pub, yeah.
Yeah, that failed. And I forget what that was called. Hereford and Hops, I
think?
Yeah. So they're saying like yeah, they're trying to change it over.
Yeah, but man. Just trying to like
Dane County is
taking
over
Wausau.
Provide
a spot for like Middletonians to stop in on like hey, we're going to our Northwoods cabin, you know?
And let's stop at the same place we eat at in Fitchburg. Like, yeah.
You know, I could go across the nation. I could motorcycle with Kyle to all these rock bottoms and do flights at each one, you know? And compare them. Like,
it's not the same. It's not the same. I think there's a big difference between like a chain of 40 brew pubs and like.
Right. There's a difference at this point.
Three in Dane County. Oh, you think they're going to get that big?
We'll see. We had this discussion last year.
We did. I think there's a huge difference.
Like, once again, it's progressing
towards
my opinion.
No way. All right. I mean.
Okay.
I said it before. As soon as it opens in Evanston, then I might agree with you. But as long as it's still in Wisconsin. I don't know, and I have a soft spot for the Great Dane. I went there on my 21st birthday to the downtown one and had some lovely beers that I enjoyed quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I still think they make some good stuff. I mean, mad props for, you know, they do good stuff, but
they do some good stuff.
Yeah.
But they won't put a cask ale in a growler.
Yeah, that was just one lady who didn't want to pull the pump. She's probably been fired by now.
I guess I've just had too many wrong experiences there.
It's Dane. Well, that's the Hilldale Dane. Who knows? The downtown one. They're all good hearted people downtown.
That's true. The downtown one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
like
it's
I
cool.
said,
you
like I said this
them.
Discussion would make me seem like the bad guy.
Right? Yeah, it does make you seem like the bad guy.
What the heck?
No, it's okay. Defend yourself.
Yeah. All right.
You think the Dane is an empire now? And maybe they are. Maybe they're set on world domination. I don't know. They can only have six.
Yeah.
I mean,
In the state.
Yeah, they're not. If they go to Illinois, that will be very disappointing. I don't think they'll do that.
We'll see.
Maybe they will.
Give it a year. And then we'll have this discussion on beer talk tomorrow.
and then I'll be like, oh, but they only have one in Illinois.
You're still in the Midwest.
Yeah, the downtown one is still good. I don't know. But as far as brew pub chains go, we kind of use the rock bottom as though it's like a negative example. I've been to the one in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I've defended it.
Yeah, I've been, and the one
it's
in
it's
Milwaukee,
not a negative example.
And they're both good.
See,
like
you, I don't even want to get into this. But last discussion, that was not your stance.
Well, I mean, I think they do it the right way, but it's still like a big chain. I mean, they have individual brewmasters at all the locations, and they kind of let them do their own thing to some extent. But it's still not as good as like a local, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Respect local,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no, I do.
I know you do. All right, you just give me attitude now. Anyway, good for the Dane. They got a fourth one out of Wausau.
Great.
If you're in Wausau and you want
pumping them out
artichoke sauce on your burger, you know where to go.
If you're in Wausau and you want Dane County, you don't need to go far.
It's true. Excellent. Well, I think that's it for news in 60 seconds. You got anything else?
No.
Cool, man.
About it.
Cool. So that's, you know, that's basically all we got for you guys tonight. We were planning, we had this whole thing planned out. We were gonna our co-host Kyle, for those of you who didn't listen last week or listen to me, I think at the beginning of this show when I think I said it again. He's biking down the East Coast with a buddy on his motorcycle, and you know, he had some crazy adventures. He visited a brewery, Omegang, and he's gone through. Hopefully, I'm sure he's drank a bunch of East Coast beers, and we were gonna call him, and he's gonna talk all about it. And you know, Kyle's kind of verbose, so it would probably take it up like a half hour.
Yeah.
But then, like,
and that's why we're
like, about a half hour out. But he sent me a text message and said, like, it wouldn't work. I don't know if he's, like, out of cell phone range or, like, what. If he, like, got abducted by Pennsylvania Dutch. Like, I have no idea.
Probably.
But that's probably what happened. But anyway, so, yeah, that's all we got.
Yeah. But we are going to put up a new poll.
We are going to put up a new poll on the website. We talked about the new Glarus R&D series. The first one they're coming out with is going to be a Lambic. And that sounded like coming from, it was like a series of Lambics, right? Didn't he say he was going to do maybe like a cherry one and maybe like this? Did I imagine that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I might have missed that though.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's going to be a Lambic or two or three or something. And that's cool. So we were thinking, what did Beer Talk Today listeners think? What would you like to see next from the new Glarus R&D series, considering they're making these tiny batches? They can do anything crazy. It's Dan down there, also Randy Thiel helping him out.
So,
what can they do? What would they come up with? What do you want to see from this crazy series of beers?
So, we'll put up a bunch of options, and we will put up the other options.
The other option, which means you comment.
Free your minds for like 5 seconds.
Exactly. Free your keyboards. Fingertips. Come up with what you want to see.
Come up with something creative.
And we should do like really lame. We should be like pale ale, brown ale. So, just like, so you have to comment on the other. Just like stuff that like is totally obvious, like or like ones they already have. It's like nut brown. It's an oatmeal
coffee stout.
Yeah, exactly. Wisconsin farmhouse ale. Anyway, so that's gonna be up there on the website. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll put on some happy tunes for the rest of the half hour before Eric Sullivan comes in and does his awesome metal show. And yeah, thanks for tuning in again. You can always hear this show and our past shows on the web, beertalktoday.blogspot.com, on madisonbeerreview.com, or you can get our podcast on iTunes. Just search for Beer Talk Today. Any final thoughts, John?
Nah.
All right.
Make me look like the bad guy on the show.
I didn't make you look like the bad guy. No, you know, valid opinions.
That's cool.
This is an opinionated show.
That's true.
And four locations is a lot.
It is a lot.
This lot.
There's a point where you're no longer local, I think.
All right.
I don't know when that is.
It's a fine line.
It is.
Or it's a gray area, whichever of those is more appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody.